course, this is going to be different. It's not going to be the space shuttle. You see that it doesn't have the interior volume, doesn't have the space, doesn't have the capability for 50,000 pounds of cargo.
Boeing's CST-100 is a compact car of a spacecraft compared with the space truck that was the shuttle. It's a cone-shaped spacecraft, like a sleek new Apollo capsule. It can carry 7 astronauts or a combination of astronauts and a small amount of cargo to the International Space Station, but it's a snug fit. The crew will sit stacked in 2 rows, the top astronaut's feet dangling in the faces of those right below. Chris Ferguson flew into space 3 times with the shuttle program and was commander of the final shuttle flight in 2011. Now he's working on the CST-100's design.
But what it brings to the table is a very safe ride to low Earth orbit.
That's Ferguson at Kennedy Space Center at a recent media event for the CST-100.
That we can use that was something the shuttle never had. We can abort from the pad, from the launch pad, up until the time we're in orbit. And even after we get in orbit, we can come back safely at any time. We can leave the space station in a lifeboat fashion at any time.
Boeing is one of 3 companies vying to replace the shuttle. The others are SpaceX and its Dragon capsule, and Sierra Nevada and its Dream Chaser, a kind of mini shuttle. NASA wants to get out of the business of flying astronauts to the ISS so it can concentrate on sending astronauts to an asteroid and Mars. The space agency has put $1.6 billion toward its commercial crew program. Since the shuttle program ended, American astronauts have flown with Russia. Recent tensions have added urgency to this new space race. John Logsdon of the Space Policy Institute at George Washington University says NASA also wants to make space more accessible.
That was the idea at NASA when it was started, is to kind of jumpstart an industry of private space transportation so that these systems could be used not only to carry government astronauts to the space station, but to carry private citizens to other destinations.
A strong frontrunner in the commercial crew program is SpaceX's Dragon. It's the first private spacecraft to deliver cargo to the ISS. SpaceX CEO Elon Musk unveiled a new version during a showy media event in May. A white drape fell away, revealing the black and white capsule bathed in flashing orange and blue light. Smoke curling beneath it made it look as though it was about to launch. Sierra Nevada's Dream Chaser resembles a mini shuttle with its white topside, black bottom, and curved wings. It's the only spacecraft that, like the shuttle, launches vertically and lands like a plane, but it has received the least amount of funding from NASA. Boeing and SpaceX each have received more funding. Boeing says it wants to build and maintain the CST-100 at Kennedy Space Center in an old shuttle maintenance building. That makes it attractive to Florida's Space Coast. Each spacecraft is designed to fly astronauts to the ISS, and that's about it. They are less versatile and can't carry as much cargo. But in computing power, they far surpass the shuttle, which was designed about a half century ago. The computer that controls the CST-100 is 15 times smaller than the shuttles and has 50 times the horsepower. Boeing executive John Albon compares this new era in human spaceflight to the beginnings of aviation.
If somebody would have described the U.S. Or the world's commercial airline infrastructure and business the way it is today when it first started, you know, nobody would have believed that, right?
For the Space Coast, Logsdon of George Washington University says the spectacle of astronauts rocketing into space will resume, but the region won't recover the jobs it lost when the shuttle program ended.
The whole idea is not to need a standing army of 30,000 people to prepare and launch these things, but a much simpler kind of launch processing.
NASA Administrator Charlie Bolden says the space agency wants more than one carrier. He says competition holds the cost down.
It gives us reliability and redundancy. If we only have one U.S. provider, then we're back to where we were before, where we have shuttle and Soyuz. And we know what that's like. We don't want to be there.
But the budget will determine that. And a gridlock Congress has underfunded the commercial crew program for the past 4 years. I'm Amy Green, 90.7 News.